Namhla
today
ngithanda ukukhuluma ngesono.
I'd like to speak about sin.
Izwi esilthola kuNomeri isahluko sangamashumi amathathu nambili.
The word of Numbers 32.
Could you read first in Numbers 32:23?
Numbers 32, and we read from verse 23. But if you will not do so, behold, you have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out.
Isono sakho sokufumana.
Your sin will find you out.
Isono ungahlala naso uthule naso ingunaphakade kodwa isigcino siyokufumana.
You might live with your sin in silence, you think forever, but finally your sin will catch up with you.
Khona bantu abasemajele befihlile begqibile isono sabo.
There are those in jail who had hidden their criminal sin, their sins.
Kodwa isono sabo sisazokubafumana.
But their sin finally caught up with them.
Isono siyenye into.
Sin is a special topic.
UNkulunkulu ngwele ngwele.
God
akahlangani nesono.
Character is holy. He has no fellowship with sin.
So we skathi sokuba sihlangane nenkonzo yePasika.
Now it is the Easter period coming upon us.
Isono sePasika siqondene nokufa kweNkosi yethu Jesu Kristu.
And the time of the Passover or Easter is to do with our Lord Jesus Christ.
Ayikinto embi emehlweni kaNkulunkulu njengesono.
There is nothing as wicked, as terrible in the eyes of God as sin.
UJesu kuzabethelwa emthini ahlupheke kwaba ngenxa yesono.
That Jesus suffered and was nailed to the cross was all because of sin.
Abanye benza isono behleka intsini.
Some can sin while they smile and joke.
Kodwa isono asihlekisi.
But sin is no laughing matter.
Uma wenza isono,
if you sin,
ngokushesha uphenduke.
There should be instant repentance.
Noma usekhaya,
whether you're at home,
noma usejele,
or in jail,
noma ulaphi,
wherever you find yourself,
isono sakho,
your sin will find you out.
Izwi leNkosi lithi, ofihla isono sakhe akayi kuphumelela.
The word of God says the one who hides his sin will not prosper.
Kodwa osivumayo asiyeke wothola umusa.
But he who confesses and forsakes his sin will receive mercy.
Lana ke kulelizwi kuthwa isono siyokufumana, isono siyokuthola noma wena usifihla.
Now
kodwa sona isono siyofinyelela kuwe sikufice.
Our text, it tells us your sin will find you out. Even if you hide it, it will catch up with you.
Singacabanga ngoKhayini noAbheli.
One can think of Cain and Abel.
UKhayini wambulala umfowabo.
Cain murdered his brother.
Ubeyedwa naye.
He was alone with him.
Engazi ukuthi kukhona ombonayo.
Not realizing there was one who saw him.
Ubeyedwa emhlabeni
He was all alone.
Esenza leso senzo.
While he committed that sin.
U-Abele akonanga lutho.
Abel had not sinned.
Bekukhayini onomona obelwa naye.
But Cain was envious of him and was jealous about him.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu osezulwini obuka zonke izinto ozazi zonke izinto wambona.
But God, who has all knowledge, who knows everything, he saw him.
Waqonda lokho.
Understand that.
Akukho lutho kufihliweyo emehlweni kaNkulunkulu.
There is nothing that is hidden from the sight of God.
uNkulunkulu wambuza uKhayini wathi Khayini uphi umfowenu na?
God asked Cain, where is your brother?
Esembulele.
After he had killed him.
Wathi hawu kanti umfowethu weluswa yimi yini?
He said, am I my brother's keeper?
Zihlobo.
Dear friends,
akukho lutho kusemfihlo okusempilweni yakho.
Is
okufihlakele okufihliwe emehlweni kaNkulunkulu.
Is there anything in your life, dear friend, that you are trying to hide from God?
Noma wena ungahlala phezu kwesono sakho usigqibe.
Even if you sit on your sin, trying to bury it, God still sees.
Futhi uNkulunkulu wasifuna isono kuye uKhayini esifihlile esigqibile.
God searched out the sin of Cain, who had tried to bury it.
Kanjalo noNkulunkulu uzofika kuwe. Asifune isono sakho kuwe uma ungasilungisanga uma ungasivumanga.
And so too God will come to you seeking out your sin if you haven't confessed your sin.
Kumelwe ilona lo phakathi kwethu azihlole ukuthi akukho yini okungalungile empilweni. Noma sokuyinto endala noma kuyinto eminyaka hlolisisa ukuthi akukho yini okungalungile empilweni yakho na.
Each one of us should examine his or her life to see whether there is some sin in the past, even if it's years old, and you're still hiding it.
Sithola nendaba ka Sodom no Gomora eBhayibhelini.
One reads of the story of Sodom and Gomorrah in the Bible.
Bebenza izono bephila impilo embi.
Who they lived there a wicked, sinful life.
Amantombazana angahloniphani. Namadoda angahloniphani.
No respect.
Bezenza izinto ezingafanele ngemzimba yabo.
Between the sexes, women with women, men with men, sinning with their bodies.
Kangokuba.
To such an extent.
Isono sabo nokwenza kwabo kwezwakale ezulwini.
That their sin rose up to God in heaven.
UNkulunkulu wakuzwa ezulwini.
God saw it in heaven.
uNkulunkulu wathuma izinceku zakhe izingelozi zakhe ethi hambani nibuke iSodom neGomorrah.
And God then sent his servants, he sent his angels to go and inspect Sodom and Gomorrah.
Ukuba kunjalo yini njengokuba sizwa umsindo wabo ezulwini.
Whether it was really as the reports had showed to him, whether it was as bad. The astonishing thing is that sin is committed here, but rises up and is seen and felt in heaven.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu wathi keke ngisibhubhise iSodom neGomora ngingambikelanga uAbrahama inceku yami.
But God said, I cannot destroy Sodom and Gomorrah without telling my servant Abraham.
Kushukuthi uNkulunkulu wathuma inceku zakhe zaya kuAbrahama zambikela ukuthi umsindo wase Sodom noGomora umkhulu ezulwini sifikile ukuzohlola ukuthi kunjalo yini.
And so God sent his servants, those angels, to Abraham, who he had sent also to Sodom and Gomorrah, to see whether those sins were really so.
Ungaphindi ucabange ukuthi umuntu angasifihli sono.
Never again.
Asifihleki kuNkulunkulu.
Never again presume that your sin can be hidden from God. It is impossible.
Uthu yasenza la ekusithekeni.
You sin in secret.
Abazali bangezwa.
Your parents don't know.
Ubaba noma bengazi.
Your mother and father don't know.
Nehlobo zingazi.
And your relatives don't know.
Kodwa ezulwini kuyezwakala.
But in heaven, he knows.
UNkulunkulu ubona yonke into.
God sees everything, for he is omniscient. You cannot hide sin from God. And it is because of that very sin that Jesus died on the cross. For we cannot hide our sin from God.
Kukhona inkosikazi umakhoti obeshadile nomkhwenyane.
A certain married woman, a wife, she had a husband.
Kodwa bebengaphili kahle.
But they didn't live a good life.
Umkhwenyane ubethotanda thanda ukuntshontsha, antshontshe ihaphu eplazini, ngoba bebakhele eplazini.
They lived on a farm, and he, the husband, was in the habit of stealing sheep on the farm.
Ngolunye usuku,
one day,
umkhwenyane wathi kumkhwenyane, umkhwenyane wathi kumakhoti, ngisahamba ngiyobamba isihaphu.
One day, the husband said to his wife, I'm going out now and I'm going to catch another sheep.
Umakhoti wathi kulungile ungahamba, ngizosala mina ngipheke amanzi ebhodweni elikhulu, kuthi lapho ufika, ufike amanzi asebila.
She said, well, that is fine, and I will be ready for you when you arrive with the sheep. I'll have boiling water on the stove in a big pot. And so off he went. But the husband was also a very lazy man.
Kodwa kobubi ubekhuthele.
But regarding evil, he was full of energy.
Kodwa kokuhle ubelivila elikhulu.
And diligent, but regarding life in the ordinary life, he was very lazy.
Umkhwenyane ubengasebenzi.
He didn't work.
Umkhwenyane ubesebenza nje ngokweba. Ngokuntshontsha, kodwa hayi ukuthi asebenze umsebenzi omuhle.
they lived simply through stealing. And so all he did was thieve. He didn't live in a good way. It was only for wickedness.
Nomakhotu bekhuthele, kodwa ekhuthele ebubini.
The wife was also very diligent, not for righteousness, but for sin. And so the husband got up and went a long distance to the farm. And he grabbed a big, heavy sheep for himself. The average man would not be able to carry such a heavy sheep. But he not only carried it, but he ran back home.
Wafika ekhaya amanzi esebila ebhodweni benebhodwe elikhulu lesizulu.
And when he got there, the water was boiling in this very big three-legged pot.
Wathi makoti konke sekulungile na?
And he asked his wife, "Is everything prepared?"
Wathi yebo, wathi nine emese nani nani.
She said, "Indeed, everything's here. Here's the knife." He slaughtered it. And soon afterwards, after he had properly butchered it and removed the innards, he then gave the meat to her and said, "Now you proceed with what you need to do. I will take the remains of the sheep and bury it in a hole outside."
Wahamba wagijima negeja nekhali zakhe zokumba waya le kude ensimini wamba umgodi.
So he went outside with a spade and things, dug a hole, and buried the things. Shortly afterwards, while he was finishing, suddenly there was a police vehicle there.
Abantu bamemeza bathi meleko meleko sebefikile amaphoyisa.
People shouted, warning, "The police are here."
Baqonda kuwo lo muzi.
And the police went straight into that home.
Ngoba baziwa lo muzi ukuthi akulungile, izinto ziyalahleka lapha.
Because rumor had it that this home was responsible for things going missing. They went straight to the home. They found the front door locked. They knocked and knocked, demanding that it should be opened.
Umakhoti wamemeza endlini ukuthi angikwazi ukuvula ngiyagula.
She, the wife, shouted from inside, "I cannot open it, I am too ill."
Bathi vula.
They demanded that she open it.
Uma ungavuli sovula ngenkani.
They said, "If you do not open it, we will break it down."
Kanti umakhoti usethatha imvu ebhodweni elikhulu wayiphosa embhedeni wayimboza ngengubo yokulala engena embhedeni yena.
What she did in the meantime was to take
angikwazi ukungena angiphilile
She had taken the sheep's carcass out of the pot, put it in the bed with a blanket, and got in the bed. And she said, "So I cannot open it, I'm too sick."
But eventually,
she did open it and went back to the bed inside it. The police searched and said, "Where is the sheep?" She said, "What sheep?" She said, "There is no sheep here." And you see how people can deny the obvious.
She said,
"I know of no sheep." And they said, "Where's your husband?" And she said, "He's at work." They said, "There is a sheep somewhere here. We can smell it. You must have been cooking it." She said, "I vow there is no sheep." They said, "You get out of bed." She said, "I can't. I am just too ill." You know how sometimes a woman can become ill. They opened the pot. There was some fat floating on the top of the water. On top of the water. For remember, she had taken the sheep out of the boiling water and put it into the bed. And she was lying on top of it.
But hey,
they said, "Hey, we'll slap you. You show us where the sheep is. We can see something in the pot. You've been cooking something." She said, "I swear, there is no sheep." She said, "Unless others have cooked something while I was gone, but I know of no sheep since I'm here. There is nothing." They searched under the bed, in the cupboards. Everywhere they searched for the sheep. I said, "Hey, we're going to get angry with you. Show us. If you do not reveal, we're going to slap you." After a while, they hit her. They slapped her this direction. And one then pulled her off the bed. They said, "Reveal the sheep, where it is hidden." She said, "How can I reveal something that does not exist?"
Can't you say tatile?
But it was there, on the bed, covered by a blanket, where she had put it. Then one of the policemen saw there's something wrong. He smelt a rat. Because they noticed that this woman seemed very uncomfortable, moving in this direction and in that, as if
the
as if as if though her behind was sore because she had been lying on it and this carcass, this burning carcass had burnt her. Your sin will find
you.
Even if you hide it, even if you lie on top of it, it will find you out. Then they noticed steam coming out of the blanket on the bed, and they pulled the cover and they discovered the carcass. Then the husband arrived.
And he said,
what's happening here? What's gone wrong? They said, hey, you tell us what happened with the sheep. He said, I know nothing. I know of no sheep. They said, but here is the proof. We've seen that your wife has been... burned by the sheep. She claimed to be sick, but she's not. What was the problem was that she was being burned by the carcass. You can sit on your sin, but it will burn you and burn you continually. As I've said about those men who came to Abraham and said, we have heard of the wickedness of Sodom. Just consider that your sin is being heard, is being felt in heaven. Even if you've hidden it. Those in heaven, they can sense it. They know about it. Even the sin of Adam cried out in heaven. That Cain was asked, where is your brother? Do you hear the word? Do you understand this text? Sin is not quiet. It is not silent. It is talking. It is crying out. The next morning, these men sent by God, these angels, went into Sodom and Gomorrah and found it to be exactly as they had experienced in heaven. And then they were detected by the men of the cities, and they then chased after them, desiring to rape them. You see what sin is like?
Noah.
And Noah pulled his family into the ark, and it was then locked.
Noah,
And then it was said when Noah, when he went inside, then they said, "Are there any other men?" These angels said, "Are there any others that belong to your family? For this city will be destroyed."
Wahamba, watu biza bakwenyana.
And he called his
abakwenyana bamhleka. Bamhleka. Ethi wozani.
So Lot then spoke about his sons-in-law. He called them, but they just laughed when he told them of what the angels had said. Till Lot came back to the angels and said, "There is no one else. It's only my wife and my two daughters." They said, "Now make haste. Make haste and escape now." But they dragged their feet. Till the angels grabbed them by their hands and pulled Lot and his family, saying, "Make haste, escape." Then fire came down from heaven. It was fire and brimstone and sulfur. The wife, parent of the daughters, she glanced. She glanced back. I don't know what made her to look back. The instant she did so, she was changed into a pillar of salt. When Jesus spoke to people, he said, "Remember Lot's wife." I don't know. Women, wives, what makes you to look back?
Lot was suga wahamba nama doktakaza akema omabili. Beti mama, mama upi na, akasakuphenduli, akasakhulumi, usentsika kaSawoti.
Lot and his two and the two daughters, they might have called, "Mother, where are you?" But she could not reply, for she was turned into a pillar of salt.
Wasala nomphela.
She remained there forever, a pillar of salt. Noah and his two daughters then made haste and escaped. I don't have time to go into the matter, but go and examine it in the Bible for yourself when you're at home. In Germany, something happened. There was a certain thief there.
Umuntu umlimi obe nezinkomazi ezinobiso oluningi.
Who had neighbors with a dairy herd. His cattle, his cows gave much milk.
Wathakaye khona zontshontshe inkomazi khona.
And he decided he's going to go and steal a cow.
Wathi kodwa ngizoyitshontsha kanjani ngiyise ekhaya.
But he thought, "All right, if I get the cow, how do I lead it back to my home?" So he decided to start in the farmer's shed. In the shed and look for
a
rope to put around the cow and to lead it back to my home. And indeed, that's what he did. He got hold of a rope and put it around the cow's neck. And he led the cow back to his home. But he began to feel bad about what he had done and thought to himself, if I'm arrested, what will become of me? So he decided, I'm going to go back to the farmer and confess my sin. And so he walked back to that farmer's house. As the sun was rising, he took the rope in his hand, went straight to the farmer's home with the rope of the farm, the owner of the farm. He knocked on the door. His heart was beating. Was racing, and so he thought, how do I tell the farmer? Must I admit that I've stolen his cow? And so he was there knocking at the door. And he heard the footsteps of the farmer, the one who owned that cow. His heart raced even more. When the farmer opened the door and said, hello, is there something that you need? He said, yes, I've come to confess my sin. I want to confess my sin to you. I went to your shed and I stole a rope. And I've come to confess that I stole your rope. He didn't have the courage to say, but the rope was attached to your cow as well. He just confessed the rope. The farmer was astonished. He said, I've never heard of such a thing, that such a confession is made. I didn't know such a thing existed anymore. You can gladly have the rope. You can go with it. And I forgive you. So off the man went, but regretting, crying to himself, still had no peace in his heart, saying to himself, what a fool I am. I confessed the rope without saying what it was attached to. Doesn't help to make half a confession. Confess it as it is, the whole thing. Humble yourself.
Ukuvuma kumsiza umuntu uma ivuma inxenye kufanele ukuthi uvume konke.
A person is not helped by half a confession. Do it wholly, completely.
Isono sakhe samfumana wavuma kodwa wavuma inxenye wangavuma konke.
His sin found him out, for he had only confessed half of it. A certain teacher who was the principal of a school he was the hostel father.
Manje bese khona umkhuba omubi bebona ukuthi ebusuku kukhona uvukayo aphume ngewindi.
And it was noticed that at night a person would go out of the window.
Uphumile ngewindi aye emantombazaneni azofuna intombazane.
That there was some boy going out of the window to the girls' hostel looking for a girl.
They
couldn't find the person. But this boy was angry with something the teacher had done. And was after him.
And
said, "I'm going to fix the teacher."
Wasuka wafuna noxhaka luka Jakalas.
It was the teacher who had been going out at night. And so this boy got an animal trap which was used for jackals.
Wathatha lolu noxhaka walibeka phambi komnyango wakhe, phambi kwesicapha sakhe,
and put it outside his door.
Eqonda ukuthi uma uthisha ephuma ebusuku evula ethi uyahamba nyathele kulolu noxhaka. Lolu noxhaka lwentsimbi lunamandla lunganquma umlenze juqu.
So that if that teacher again goes out of his room to go to the girls' hostel, this trap would catch him. It had the power even to cut off a leg. Fortunately, God is merciful. He went out with his stick. When he did, the stick went into the trap, which closed on him, into splinters. Fortunately for him, it was the stick that was broken and not his leg.
Bamfuna umfana obeke lolu noxhaka luka Jakalas bengamtholi.
And so the search was on to find the boy responsible for this animal trap, and they could not find him.
Ngemnyaka.
Years.
Ngempi ka Hitler.
Later, during the Second World War,
uthisha wathola incwadi.
The teacher received a letter
evela kulomfana kulensizwa
from this very boy.
Ethi thisha ngiyaxolisa kakhulu.
He said, "Teacher, I am so sorry.
Ngila esibhedlela ngilimele ngempela.
I am in hospital and am seriously wounded.
I
was wounded in the war.
Both my
legs have been amputated.
Wathi tisha imina engabeka unoqhaka endlini yakho.
He said, "Teacher, I was the one responsible for putting that trap outside your door.
And
today I have to confess my sins. I'd been in the battle. God has done it that both my legs were amputated because of my sin. And the Lord has spoken to me that I had been the one intending to cut off your leg, teacher. But God has now amputated both of mine. Your sin will find you out. It can take time, even years, but make sure of this: whatever God has spoken will happen. Don't say, "Ach, that's just water under the bridge. It's
forgotten."
God remembers. Even if you think nobody's seen it, God has seen it. Your sin will find you out. It found out this young man. He had hoped that the teacher would lose his foot, but now his own were removed. Now the days of Easter are soon here, where we remember that Jesus suffered for our sins. He carried our sins for us. He paid our debt. But you don't be quiet about your sin. Remember it. Whether it's the sin of Cain or of Sodom and Gomorrah, whatever type of sin it might be, God has seen it. It is time for you to get right with God. Humble yourself.
Don't
end up like that young man who, till he thought he could hide it, but eventually he was in hospital, lying in bed without his legs. He had thought he'd get the teacher in the same way. But now he was there in
hospital,
asking for
Asking engenza leso sono.
Asking for forgiveness. He had thought that he got away with it, but he had to tell the teacher, today my sin has found me out, and I must admit, though I denied it, I was responsible. Shall we stand to our feet? If we are not unwell,
go sin. Oh, time when we walk yonder, something
lo ugulaga nipa wa
kongi
julisen kosi
lisen
kosi o tangweni wa ko tangweni wa ko yandi saki minja
yandi
saki minja
Ugutaga nipawa. Uyasikhumbula namhlanje ukuthi ofihle isono sakhe akayikuphumelela.
Lord, you remind us today that the one who hides a sin will not prosper.
Nokuthi ofihle isono sakhe kake kaphumelele kuphela osivumayo asiyeke.
And that only the one who confesses and forsakes his sin will find mercy. Lord, we think of Easter and what it means. We think of your suffering on our behalf.
Sebenza namhlanje kungakafiki inkonzo yePasika. Ukuba singahlali phezu kwesono njengolawo makhothi obehleli phezu kwemvu emshisayo.
Grant, Lord, that we wouldn't wait till Easter weekend, but that we would deal with our sin even today, feeling the heat of it, like that woman who was sitting on that hot sheep.
Sivume isono sethu noma kulukhuni kangakanani.
Help us to confess our sin no matter how difficult it may be.
Sihlanzwe ngegazi lika Jesu.
So that we may be washed in the blood of Jesus.
Sebenza umangaliso.
Work in a marvelous way.
Bonga leli thuba osiphe lona.
Thank you for this opportunity you've granted.
Ukuba silungise indaba yethu.
That we can get right with you. Before the day comes of judgment.
Sebenza umangaliso Nkosi, izwi lakho lingabi yizeleze kodwa lisebenze ezinhlizweni zethu.
Lord, work in a marvelous way. Grant that your word would not be in vain, but rather work in our hearts.
Siyacela Nkosi.
We ask, Lord, that you would work in our hearts, that the one who is not yet right with you would repent so that there would be joy in heaven. Work, Lord, in a marvelous way.
Amen.
Amen.